All right.
My anxiety is flooding through my body.
97.5 square. Yeah.
All right.
Welcome back to Drop Dice, Internet's favorite D&D podcast.
That's the start.
That's
us. Oh, yeah, brother.
We're the drops of the dice.
Reverse ASMR.
That's why you love us.
Blowing out.
Years. Thank you to our sponsors. We have VB Health. Yes. And we have Fan Roll.
We do
still the supporting best. Us.
They're the goats.
Constant.
Weirdly enough.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's been a pretty mutually beneficial.
I feel like life's pretty good on those ends. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. We help them. They help us. We all help you.
Nice.
Yes.
By playing D&D.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah.
Might as well be us.
Yep.
Take the reins. Fall on that sword.
So, Amber, where were we?
What are we doing?
First, let's go around and introduce ourselves.
Oh, my God.
Who am I?
I am Amber, your DM.
Where are you?
I am Fig, playing Kronk, Enator, fighter, sorcerer, servant of Zeench, and also Slaanesh now.
Hold up, what?
Two Chaos Gods have now gifted me their patronage out of four. So, do with that what you will.
Not much, really.
I'm Ben. I play Ak, the kobold monk warlock, champion of Ulrich, and newly found puppy dad.
Hell yeah, dude. Zach Gregor, Black Wolf of Mindenheim, the real number one first round draft pick in the ever chosen draft.
Are you proud of that?
Yeah, dude, because all these hoes want me. But same I'm staying though, strong, strong with the Lord because I'm a paladin. That Lord being Ulrich specifically.
Hell yeah, brother.
Lord is some
heresy.
The best Lord.
Yeah.
The most loving.
The only one I recognize in this house.
All right, what's up, guys? Doobie Fargrim, Cindy playing him as is.
We're keeping it real.
Wide.
Keeping it real. Yep. Keeping it real. Y'all know how it is. He's just a big, eepy little guy.
Weighing in 475.
That's down.
Gary dad.
He lost weight.
Yeah,
he's, like, he's cutting right now.
For what body fat?
It's irrelevant.
Specifically a water cut.
Body fat's a construct.
Gallons going away.
It's not real.
It's water cut.
Drop 75 pounds of water content. All right, dog.
Cool.
Yeah. Anyways.
Where we last left the party off, they are back in Kronk's home city of Matorka.
Mm.
They came back with the terrible news that a lot of their friends from Matorka were dead. Mm. Had a good burial for them, cremated them, ashes in the wind. Gregor's adoptive mom also was turned into a vampire and had to be put down.
It's rough out here.
Mm.
Yep.
That sucked, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other important thing.
Lost my cloak.
It wasn't lost.
Good. Shame.
Yeah, but I don't have it now. So now I need to go find another animal to rip its face off so I can have a cloak.
Mm-hmm. We'll find something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't worry.
Our listeners know what's coming.
Maybe a squirrel.
What?
Where
was that?
50.
That's aggressive.
50 squirrels.
So weird.
50 squirrel faces.
How many squirrels?
You're going to need like a couple hundred.
If every five waves, a muskrat came.
Anyways.
Susan is currently working to make a protective aura around the guest house on Kronk's estate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Eventually, there's going to be a meeting of the Council of Nobility of Matorka to elect a new Lord of the Guard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, Percival is filling that position and is regent of the city.
I'm not hot on Percival, to be honest.
Yep.
You don't have to have a crush on him. It's okay.
Currently collecting paperwork from the squad for their support of making Elian.
I'm not really stoked about Elian doing it either.
Yeah, well, you know? It is what it is. Name someone better.
I don't get a vote.
Ack, get in there.
I don't
No.
Crime rate up 700%.
Yeah.
The party is also looking for a mystical sword. With purifying light that will help kill the undead. And actually, where we last left off with the main squad, Ak had used his magical necklace that he got from the dwarves to cast Legend Lore. And
yes. Run that.
About to get a vision.
Yeah, the spell had just gone off.
So, Ak.
Oh, God.
You
I'm not ready.
Are focused.
I'm not.
You're looking deep into yourself, and you're thinking about this sword. Pull up my notes.
Who's touching the cord?
Me and Millie.
Damn it.
We're having fun down here.
Can't be mad at
Millie doing big rubs down here.
Everything is black and cold. Freezing cold. You feel it in your bones. Your whole body is ice. And there's this little spark. That spark turns into a brilliant, blinding flame. And you see all of this frozen ice lands melting and becoming green and fertile. Still a hard landscape, but there's plants growing there. There's people living there. Villages, towns, all coming up. This flame at the center of them. You see this dark wind blowing in, and you sense the undead and the cold returning. And out of this flame, you see a sword is being forged. A sword with the light of the sun, the power of the sun that has melted this land. You see a great helmeted warrior with this sword in hand, leading a charge.
Is the helmet familiar in any sort of way?
No.
Okay. Just thought I'd ask.
Yeah. You see leading this charge, you see this warrior with the sword coming back into a homestead, a woman and a child there waiting for him. You see him talking with another man whose face is obscured in shadow. You see the sword falling into the ocean, down, down below the waves, the light extinguished from it, and a dark shadow overlooking it. You see four faces, four travelers coming in, looking along this beach. You see the little spark of flame that has almost died out in the periphery of this vision sparks back up again. You see these four travelers sail out, get so close to the sword. It's right there, and the shadow comes, and you don't see them again. And you snap back to yourself.
That was weird. The four travelers that I saw, what did they look like?
One of them looked very short. Most of them seemed human. It's a little hard to tell with no scales. One of them, you're almost like, does that guy have scales? But you're like, no, that's just really bad eczema.
Uh-huh.
Psoriasis.
Yeah, there were three males and a female, which I don't know if Ak would know the difference.
Probably not, no.
Yeah, one of them looked kind of vaguely piratey. One of them wore like long black robes and like a funky hat.
Okay. And everybody's here around me?
Yeah, the whole squad is in the guest house with you.
Okay.
Susan's like in the corner, like muttering to herself.
Gotcha. Because they all knew I was doing this. You guys are like waiting for me to.
Yeah, they're all staring at you.
Correct.
All right. okay, so I think it worked. I think it worked. I saw a bunch of stuff. I saw the sword like getting like made. There was a bunch of bad stuff going on, and then it was made out of a big bright light, and then some dude had it, or he like won a war or like won a battle with it, and then he went home, and then he dropped it in the ocean, and then I saw like four people, and I'm gonna real quick use minor illusion to just do like a still image as best as I can to represent the four people that I saw. And of the when I talked about the dude who had the helmet on or whatever, I'll try and show like a still image of him after and just be like, and then it's like they got close or whatever, and then but I guess they didn't get it, or maybe they did. But yeah, this is what I saw. I'll just give all the details that I can.
Okay. Can I roll to see if I recognize any of the faces?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey,
do you guys recognize these people at all?
I got a nat 20.
A nat 20.
God damn, Cindy.
You actually do recognize the woman. She's a fairly... You've heard tales of this person. It's kind of weird. She's like a folk hero almost, where like she's some kind of like powerful mage or wizard. But you also know she's kind of insufferable.
And this is, like, just by word of mouth, like, I know that...
Yeah, like, you've You stopped at enough taverns and heard people talking about her.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait a minute. Do I looks?
Do I recognize the name? Like, do I? Can I, like, you know, if people are talking about her, does she have a name?
Hannah.
Hannah.
Oh, not who I thought at all.
Okay.
What did you think it was?
Tasha. As in Tasha's cauldron of everything.
Yeah. All right. I guess I'll relate that to the group. It's like, hey, I kind of recognize that female as Hannah. She's talked about, I guess, like quite a bit around the circles.
Usually more like
as a powerful mage, right?
Usually, yeah, a powerful mage. Usually more up in the empire.
Unimpressed.
Mm. So is there like anything like she's specifically known for, like within the magic realm? Like, is she like a does she specialize? I guess
she was something. She was a magical prodigy.
Okay.
So like she got her powers very young. She got through school. It was actually kind of. It's a weird story. She's got like a weird family dynamic. Like you've heard, like her brother joined the military to like put her through school, so he's got some stories out there too.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess yeah. Like hearing that, it's like, oh, that's that mage Hannah. Can I do a history check to see like what maybe I've heard,
absolutely,
you know, growing up in Midheim or whatever?
I'm just trying to like process everything I was listening to in the moment. Did the like vision imply that those four people found the sword? Or that they, like, got close and then...
vanished.
And then, like, but failed and turned back.
You saw them getting close to it, and then you saw the shadow overtake them.
Okay, the shadow overtook them, and they didn't come back.
They did not come back.
Gotcha.
I got an 11 on my history check.
11. Okay. You think you've heard these stories, but you're pretty sure her name was Kylie.
It seems like there's a big shadow thing stopping people from getting.
So, Ak, I have a question.
What's up?
Did you like notice any landmarks or like anything that might have like looked familiar by chance?
Did I? It didn't sound like it from.
No.
It just sort of said.
I mean, you know, it's under the ocean somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, it's like, it's under the ocean.
But I wonder if there's like reports of a big shadow taking out ships and stuff. Because I saw the big shadow thing take it out.
Yeah.
And go after the sword and everything. So maybe there's some rumors or something, or like legends of a big shadowy thingy taking out ships.
I feel like any place would know. Like maybe we want to pop. We could like once we button things up here, pop back over to Sartosa because if there's anything nautical related,
that's probably like
that
a good
would
place
be the spot
go.
They would hear the rumors, right?
Probably
that makes sense.
Or I mean,
or like
I
anywhere
always...
that people need to like steer away from, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, no, we were down by the docks recently, and, like, they hadn't really heard anything. Like, there wasn't nothing really popping last time we were down there, yeah? So.
Can you show me the image of the beach that you saw?
I love a good beach.
They were on? the four travelers?
Sure. I'll minor illusion as best as I can. The beach.
Yeah, you see a beach. There's a little, like, cairn of stones with, like, an old weathered, like, you're not sure if it's like the head from a statue at one point, or if it's just like a really weird weather-shaped rock, like on top of this like stack of rocks.
I would like to cast scrying.
Okay.
On that location.
Oh.
Hmm.
You can choose a location you have seen before as the target of the spell.
Hmm. Okay. Okay.
Interesting. That's clever. Do you learn something about the location?
I get a sensor that appears there within 10 feet. So I'm going to kind of focus on that. What'd you say it was? The
cairn?
Yeah, the cairn. I'm going to focus on that and create a sensor with my scrying that's like close to it within 10 feet.
Okay.
And I can see and hear through the sensor as if I was there. So can I look around? Is there any, like, structures that are recognizable? Is there any signage? Are there any people around that are talking?
You can see there's a little, like, looks to be like some kind of, like, maybe a fishing village, like, up the hill a little bit from this.
Okay.
You do overhear, like, a passing conversation, like, people walking down the beach. The main point you pick up is so weird with those travelers passing through. I wonder whatever happened to them. One kept talking about a swordfish. Maybe they just wandered off. I'm going to roll me a perception check.
That sounds like us. I feel like I remember a swordfish joke.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I remember we're going through listening for shorts. I'm 100% sure at one point we were doing some dumb swordfish joke.
Okay.
It might have been in Sartosa, I think.
I know what the swordfish is referencing, and it's not that.
No, I don't remember then.
Interesting.
Okay, and you said perception?
Perception.
Okay.
Where is my...
Nope, not that one. There we go. All right, so that is an unnatural 20.
You see peeking up, like, just over the lip of a hill, this, like, wooden sign with, like, painted on letters, "Welcome to New Kislev."
Huh. Okay.
What?
Perfect. That's what I was looking for.
New Kislev?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
Okay, so I'm going to hop out of my scry, and I'm going to let everyone know, like, okay, so it's a small fishing village that they were at called New Kislev.
So is it way up north then, huh?
I'm not sure.
What's New Kislev?
Can I grab a map?
Yeah, you have some maps in your home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there an old Kislev?
And I'm going to start looking around.
A regular one.
I'm going to pull it out, bust it on the table, and I'm going to start looking around, starting in, like, the, like, northern coast.
Of, like, of Kislev?
Of, or? Like, the Empire.
Okay. So, like, say you have this map that's right here. Where would you start looking?
For example. Okay, cool.
This is by, so, like, the waste.
It being called New Kislev.
Yep.
I'm going to be like, okay, that's kind of weird. Like, I'm going to start looking up there around, like, the Sea of Claws and whatnot on the map and see if I see anything. And then I'm probably going to reimagine the location and realize that it's not a wintry, desolate hellscape.
No, it's not.
And then I'm going to transition to looking down around, like, the southern area, around, like, the Black Gulf and, like, Talia and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to keep peeking around, and I'm going to just, like, follow the coast around. Do I find it?
You do not find it in either of those places.
I don't find it. Okay.
Yeah.
Roll me a investigation check, and I would also like my map back.
Okay.
This is also a tiny, tiny fishing village.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it would be on your map.
Reasonable.
What if... And hear me out.
15.
15.
Temporarily, you put on Gregor's helm of teleportation and just boop us there. Because you know where it is now, right?
You know, well, I know of the location.
Isn't that all you need to boop somewhere?
I don't think it would be any safer. Like, if I gave him the helmet and he tried to boop us versus him telling me about it and us booping us, I think would be the exact same level, like, of risk.
Also, minor illusion, the image of the location, like the name of the place, but it's not specific enough, really.
What are the
we haven't
numbers?
Been there.
Run the numbers. What are the numbers, Mason?
If I had to put a number on it, right, on a scale of like 1 to 100, there'd be like a 25 for 50% chance of something bad happening.
Okay. So that sounds like that's a 25% of something bad happening. It's not bad.
That's one out of four.
Actually. Yeah, that's not bad.
That's pretty bad.
We're like basically gods.
Nothing bad ever
Stay
happens
humble.
After saying that.
Okay.
Stay humble.
Shit.
Stay humble.
That's a 75% chance of success.
Kislev.
New Kislev.
Did it look like a new town? Did it look like the structures there?
It looked pretty old.
It's old, but it's small. And it's not northern.
Okay.
It's got to be, like, somewhere on, like, the southern side.
But why would they call it New Kislev, though,
I don't fucking know.
Is there someone we could just ask?
Maybe. They said it's a fishing town, so why don't we go by the fishing docks? See if anyone's, like, heard of it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we could try and do that.
Okay.
Before we head out, I'm going to need y'all to fucking sign your votes for...
Oh.
Alien.
Sure.
So that I can get those sent out.
Okay, sure. Just give me the paperwork.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Here you go, buddy. I'm going to watch over your tiny shoulder.
So you're not like pre-voting. You're nominating a proxy or an heir.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't get one, so I was just joking.
So okay, so I'm gonna give you a paper anyway,
so that you feel included.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Where's your proxy?
It's just like a blank piece of paper.
Susan, kind of like from the corner where she's muttering and like doing her spell, gives like a thumbs up and a little like heart.
Excellent.
That's fucking
gang gang.
She real as fuck for that.
The real one.
This coffee's hitting. Mm-hmm.
Good. Yeah. Kronk, who are you selecting as your proxy?
My voting proxy?
Your voting proxy.
I shall select...
Or heir. You could also nominate an heir.
I will select Greenwood.
Greenwood as your proxy. Interesting.
My heir, I will select...
I'm right here, dog. What's up?
I will nominate Ben the Brash.
Ben the Brash.
Ben the Brash. I mean, that's a good choice.
I mean...
That's pretty solid, actually.
Maybe wait to have that paperwork filed until after the vote so that it doesn't undermine your proxy, but...
That's... Okay, yeah. All right. Very well. I am going to file some paperwork to get him a Torkin citizenship real quick, though. Like, okay. I'm gonna have a runner head out and do that and get that process rolling.
Dude, Ben the Brat.
Well, with the mail the system runner, being on even more of a back order since the incident,
we'll hire our own runners.
What incident?
We're not using that.
I don't know why you looked at me.
We're not using the, like, sponsored government postal service. We're using the private version.
You're not using the poor people mail.
Yeah. We're going express.
You're sending the kitchen boy. Gotcha.
Yeah, for sure. He's got
He's got
shoes.
Yeah. I'm sure we can pick
you've been sending as your runner.
Okay, excellent.
Are you BS? All
right, then who's in the kitchen? You know what I'm saying?
The other one.
Don't worry about it.
Cool. We got a full staff, dog.
Big bet.
I believe it's Kira? Your house? Cooper?
I don't fucking know. I don't learn their names.
Wow.
Yep.
The help.
Okay.
I always hear like that be described. I just never sit right with me.
No, never.
You know?
Because it's fucking rude.
Yeah, dude.
But I mean, that's Kronk, though, bro. Kronk doesn't have time to learn all the help's names.
That sounds
As you guys awful. Are getting ready to head out to the docks, there is a thundering banging on the gate.
A thanging.
What gate?
My goodness.
Who's at the gate?
Who be thanging?
I pop to the window and look out at the gate. Who's there?
There's one of the Matorkin guards. Looking very flustered.
How do you do?
Lord Inquisitor Kronk, sir, there's a very important message. If you could come down to the guard barracks.
Okay.
Awesome. This way?
Okay.
Are you guys following?
Is it just you? I'll come.
I got all my paperwork situated. We're going to the barracks.
All right, cool.
Just for whatever reason, it's so important they couldn't tell me now.
Yeah, what's up? What's your name?
My name is Steve.
Hi, Steve.
My name, yeah.
Missed opportunity, Amber. gotta stay fluid.
My name is Ev.
Well, as we casually stroll back to the guards' shack, what's up? What's the whole?
Are you privy to what I'm supposed to hear?
Trying to make small talk.
I'm not at liberty to discuss it, but it is very important. And
we
Regent sent me to catch you immediately.
Okay.
I just didn't want to walk awkwardly in silence. All right,
gang.
All the way there.
Let's get stepping.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, okay.
Rock.
No. Triggered.
Everybody, get online.
Yeah, so as you guys are like stepping your way down to the guard barracks, Steve leads you in up to the office. You recognize this was the office Percival was working out of.
Mm-hmm.
We're sitting there in front of his desk is this kind of like tired, haggard looking, kind of like sailor clothes magician type. It's kind of weird. He's got like half like kind of like that.
Nautical wizard.
Yeah, he's nautical wizard vibe. That is the perfect way of explaining it. He's got like the wizard hat, but there's like fishing net dangling from
Maritime
it.
Maritime mage. Yo, got
yes.
it.
There it is.
There we go.
Sitting there like with titles. Like a little like cup of tea, just kind of like looking ill at ease.
Ill at ease.
And Percival is sitting there across from him.
I was more ill at ease. I feel like you're either ill or you're at ease. You know?
I don't know. Does Steve come in with
for sure?
Anyway,
Steve gets you to the door and
breakdown
then takes a guard position outside.
I thank Steve for bringing us before he goes.
You cannot.
Thanks, Steve.
I'm going to slap Steve on the boat. Good hustle out there.
Thanks, Steve.
Walking out.
Okay.
It just, your armored gauntlet dings off of his armored behind.
Yeah.
It's loud.
His armored behind?
Yeah. Yeah, he's wearing armor.
They got butt armor here?
Yeah, hell yeah.
With Torga, dog.
You gotta protect,
None that'll fit you.
Protect them.
None that'll fit you.
I need some custom shit.
Dude, you gotta protect them cheeks.
That's two chest plates.
I got a whole ass breastplate on my butt.
Yeah. As you guys come in, Percival looks up and says, "Thank you for coming so quickly. This man has brought some terrible tidings, and he's gonna hold up a note.
Some ill tidings, you might say.
Steve's been doing a good job. Out there.
This was found as part of a Imperial convoy that was ambushed down at the southern tip of the Border Princes near the northern tip of the Black Gulf.
Go ahead.
It reads, H-Man has landed on the Tomb Kings. They are coming on the Tomb Kings land. Do you guys know who I'm referencing?
H-Man?
I'm not going to say his name.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming H-Man. I mean, we've...
Guy on the black boat that we were dealing
vampire,
with previously.
Vampire, pirate,
bitch. Oh, yes.
Yeah,
okay.
H-Man.
So we can't say... Okay.
I'm just not going to roll those dice. Right. I'm kind of over
we
that
don't know,
shit.
Yeah, we don't
yeah
know.
I totally yeah know who we're talking about, guys. Totally, okay. I get it.
So yeah, H-Man has landed on the Tomb Kings
totally
land. They are coming.
Where is the Tomb Kings land? What is that?
South. Land of the Dead.
It's
bro
across the
land
sea.
Of dead?
Land of the Dead.
Well, shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that where the fog is?
They are coming. Oh, indiscreet.
Yeah, I'm definitely. I definitely.
You do see that, like.
Where are they coming?
The note is, like, torn, and there's, like, a lot of blood that seeped into it. It looks like it was written in a hurry.
Well, who fucked up doing that? Bleeding all over my nose.
The
incomplete.
The maritime what wizard, it just kind of. We found them. It was.
Who's them?
Brutalized. Is the convoy.
Yeah.
Shame
my
on
companions
them
and I, we were taking a little trip, a little vacation,
little
around
stroll
the coast.
To New Kislev, by chance?
No.
Oh.
Do you know where that is, Ben?
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, if you're around the coast.
Are you familiar with New Kislev?
He's gonna think. Like,
if you're adventuring around the coast
before. It's a crit fail. I can't say I've heard of it before. Is that up in the Empire?
I don't fucking know. I'm asking you.
Okay, so
help
I, where, hold
me
on. So where did you find this convoy?
Near the tip of the Black Gulf. He's gonna pull up a map.
The Black Gulf. The
tip of the.
So
boat.
So you guys are in Matorka,
okay,
which is right about here.
Yep, right in there.
So this is the Black Gulf.
Okay.
It was here that it was found.
Oh, like deeper in.
Yeah.
More inland than yeah.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
So another undead invasion imminent.
Yep.
I don't know if imminent is even the right word. It sounds like it's ongoing.
Underway.
Yeah.
Right.
Love that for us.
Yeah, that's great.
Percival's right just kind of like rubbing his forehead. Do you have any insight, Inquisitors? Anything you would recommend? This is your area of expertise. Anything to prepare the city more than
fortify
we have been?
Well, first of all, stay boosted and stay blessed.
Right there, dude.
That's the most important thing.
Based on
do
how he was rubbing his head right there,
when
I already know he ain't boosted.
You know, when he's right, he's right.
Get
I would
oiled
highly
up
recommend some sleep boost and ashwagandha in these trying times. Stress reduction.
Shameless plug.
Sleep.
Shameless plug.
Check out Kronk Mart TM for some supplies as well. Yeah. Anyways.
So, no. To answer your question, no. Like we're still gathering intel, just like you are. Like,
we should send some folks up to the Empire and request that they send some forces down.
I believe that's already been sent. This
okay
was,
thank
this
God.
Thank God.
Gentleman is just making rounds of the border princes to make sure we're all on alert. The all rest right of his companions.
Well, let's
north into the Empire.
Make sure we're fortified.
Question. You say rest of his companions. Is that Huddle? Do we recognize this guy from that vision? Was he one of the people in that vision?
He doesn't know where New Kislev is. He could have been.
Or maybe
let's keep up, buddy.
I'm
reaching. Hold on. But here's the thing, though,
rasping
right? But here's the thing. If he's just coasting, he might not know exactly where he is, so he could have been New Kislev without knowing.
No, I mean, there was a sign.
That
in
doesn't
the vision,
help us, though.
Right?
Like, yeah, no, there was no signage. Like, if he doesn't know where it is, it doesn't help us anyways, even if he passed it on accident.
Yeah. All right.
Fuck.
Did you have any other companions with you? Or were you alone, like...
I had met some people on the road that helped me.
You know, but for the most part, you were sailing alone?
Does he know Hannah?
I think I traveled with her brother.
Nice.
Oh, that's fucking interesting. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Again, I'm reaching.
Okay.
For everything.
Yeah.
So who'd you find? You said you found...
We found a convoy of... A wagon of Imperial Guard. Just brutalized. One of them was still alive.
Okay. Did he say anything?
He gave us the note. He warned us that the undead were coming, and when we were trying to revive or like stabilize him, he passed.
Hmm. Do you know what direction they were coming from?
The south.
The south.
We chased a group of mummies and some like strange, like incorporeal things north, away from the attack site. Took care of them. Our companion lost her arm in the process, almost died of like a rotting flesh disease.
Nice. All right. So how do we get there? Or even like, what do we like?
What was the iconography of that thing in New Kislev representative of? Which deity? Do I recognize that?
Roll a religion check.
Okay.
I mean, it...
Can I help with that religion check?
Are you asking Gregor for help with the religion check? What do you... What?
Just because I know about...
I'm going to... Like, if anyone theology. Recognizes, like...
I minored in theology thing. At Middenheim U.
That's...
For sure, dogs. Okay. That's a thing.
Yeah, you can... You can either make your own roll if you want to look, or if you want to help him, Kronk, you can roll with advantage.
Okay. I'll help him. Okay. Help him. I got you, dog.
So that's advantage from you, Kronk.
For sure. My fucking shit crashed. Okay.
Yeah, because I think advantage would be better than my +5.
Probably. Let me see Maybe. What my religion is. Nothing. So I'm going to help you.
Can we do that?
Sure. did you already roll?
No.
Okay.
I was just checking my stat.
Checking my stats downtown.
So we'll give Walk you advantage with +5.
Pieces so pass.
First roll is a 21. Second roll is a 14, so a 21.
You don't reckon like the stacking of stones is a very common meditative practice amongst multiple religions and even like some agnostic groups. Druids do it. Different paladins do it. People do it as markers of graves, as just like a meditative exercise, as waymarks. A lot of different reasons. But you're thinking about that, and the thing that really catches you is this spark of fire that like melted icy wastes that Ak was describing earlier. And that sounds a lot like Daz, who is a... pretty prevalent god of the sun up north. He's pretty famous in Kislev.
Okay. Makes sense. New Kislev. Yeah. Kislev sun god. I'm seeing a connection.
Yeah. He. The big myth about him is that he stole fire, like basically for like the mortals, and like used that to melt, and then became
Prometheus. Sorry. Is he like this universe's Prometheus?
Similar, but instead of like being punished for it, he's like constantly like keeping this flame alive. So he's like making sure the sun makes its rotations.
Interesting.
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So he stole fire from the gods to give to man, and then he is now tending the flame.
The keeper of the flame.
Got it.
Intriguing.
Mm-hmm. And commonly, you know, he's a big deal up in Kislev.
Huge deal up in Kislev.
Okay. Makes sense. It makes sense that new Kislev.
I'm picking up on the relation with a flaming sword, too.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yep. I'm seeing we're connections here.
Yeah, I totally get it, guys. 100%.
We're tying
things
together.
I totally get it.
So I think the big thing is trying to narrow down where new Kislev is.
Yeah.
As you're talking about it, it's a two.
Fucking what, man?
Percival has no idea either. He was thinking about it. He's like, hmm.
Not surprised, Percival. You out here lacking.
That's a little rude, Inquisitor.
You're right. You know what, dude? I'm just really stressed out. And you're right. That was really not fair of me to come at you.
He lashes out when he gets tired.
Do we have any travel consultants in?
Any destination fucking?
I mean, you could try down at the seaports. Maybe the mages would know. They've got teleportation circles to most of the major hubs.
I feel like this wouldn't be a major hub.
I'm not really ready to go back to the mage college anyway.
Honestly, yeah, let's go by the port and see.
Okay, yeah, we can go ask sailors.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I guess keep us posted if anything comes up here with this whole undead army bullshit.
Keep us posted. I know you said you already sent word for Imperial forces, but just keep us updated on the status of that as well.
If anything relevant comes up.
I mean, I would imagine that they're preparing to defend their own borders, but we are our own sovereign nation. It's not like we have any reciprocal thing. Like, if
have you reached out?
I thought we had said that we had already talked to the Imperial forces about sending.
They're probably sending. If they've already sent scouts out here, they're probably sending a force, but they're not sending a force to us. They're sending a force to the lands of the dead, likely.
Yeah, just keep me updated on that.
Have we been in communication with our dwarven trading friends?
We have not. The Hammerfell settlement is carrying on as it has been. Trade's been a little bit slower with all the undead on the roads, but we've heard nothing from the dwarves.
We should maybe get an emissary from the dwarven settlement here.
He's going to look at Fargrim, but he's going to be side-eyeing Fargrim.
What?
As you're talking about needing a dwarven emissary.
He's with us. He's busy.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, well, do you know of any other dwarves that would be interested in the job?
I guess it really would depend on the dwarves in that.
Who's the guy you were talking to?
The region out here. Well, I mean, it's kind of tough, right? Because, like, they love it here, but also they're not really being treated that well. So, like, why would they try to assist? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, we could always try and improve that.
Basically,
well, make it worth their while.
That's kind of above my pay grade, so.
It's not. You're
not super above our pay grade.
Something wrong with the Hammerfell settlement?
Yeah, it sucks.
Well, I mean, they bought that
it's
land.
It's swamp. Yeah.
Like, that was land that they decided to settle on.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not like we forced them there.
No, but.
They, like, chose that.
Hey, man. What team are you on?
So what they could afford.
Team of Torka.
God damn.
Yeah. All right.
Torka fucking sucks.
It doesn't. It's pretty great.
No, it's actually.
Personally, this is
a
wonderful and fair city.
People are well provided for here.
Okay. All right, guys. Cool. That's probably not going to work.
I mean, it's no cave.
Okay. Well, can we send a runner and maybe see if, like, it's possible? Because I'm sure it wouldn't hurt if we could maybe get some of the dwarves to maybe, like, help patrol the channel more or, like, get, like, more of a presence.
I will send an emissary out.
Honestly, the best assistance they could probably provide is with their building skills, reinforcements for this wall.
Yeah, things like that too would be amazing.
But yeah, I would mean, you know, everything at its price.
Yeah, of course, we can figure that out. It's worth negotiating over.
All right.
Okay. Cool. Let's try and get that underway. Maybe help get some improvements here in the defenses.
I mean, at the very least, could we just, like, hire the dwarves to come here and work on
probably
stuff like
correct.
That?
Correct. If it comes to this,
yes. Let them know that I support this.
Do you have a stamp or a signet I can send along with the runner?
No, I don't really worry about things like that.
Fargrim's told them.
Yeah. How about just, like, your name?
Yeah.
Like, we can. You can just be like, yo, Fargrim.
Grudgebearer.
Requests assistance in these matters.
We're going to we'll have the runner or something.
We're going to cash in on that cloud, okay? Got to put that name to good use.
We could try.
We'll have to get you like a stamp or something with like a snail.
A snail.
Like a snail and like a mohawk and like an axe or something like that.
A snail with a mohawk. There we go.
Yeah, mohawk snail.
Okay.
That's actually pretty cool. All
right. Well, anyways, let's get down to the docks. Let's see what we can figure out.
Yeah.
Try and find this goddamn new Kislev and get over there and try and get this fucking sword so we can get underway.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Cool. I mean, Kislev has been, like, notorious to being the, like, barrier between the Wastes and society. So I imagine this is kind of similar, right? New Kislev, I imagine, would be the barrier maybe between, like, the land of the dead and society.
It's a very small fishing village. Mm. So, like,
it's definitely the bulwark against the undead.
For sure.
Man.
There's like a couple dozen people there at most, I think.
Damn.
From what
all
I
right.
can tell. Yeah, it's so not, maybe that's not it's it. Not a big thing, yeah.
All right, let's go.
All right, fuck cool. it. I'm going to cook down to the fucking dock.
Make your way down to the docks. It's going to be a little bit later in the day just because, like, you guys have done a lot today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's hustling and bustling. There's not as much trade going on just with the everything that's been happening lately, but there's still. There's plenty of taverns that are hopping. Are you guys going to the same tavern or are you finding a new tavern?
I wasn't even going to go to a tavern. I was just going to go to like...
Are you just going to a guy?
No, I mean,
maybe
I imagine
like
the
dock master
yeah, like,
or...
Okay.
Yeah.
Like some like relevant... Mm-hmm. Like if there's like a trading post going there, like a hub
yeah.
for maybe like more relevant people, like maybe where captains might gather or things like that.
Okay. You guys do go down to the docks, and you do actually find the dock master. Let me just flip through my notes and find where I was writing this stuff down. So many things happening.
All of them.
All of the things. Did I write it? Which book is it? It's not in this book.
Too much stuff.
So many things.
How dare you have notes?
I don't know. I need to like organize them better.
Just got
to
stop taking notes.
Exactly.
That's what I did.
The strat.
Yep.
If we get rid of the notebook, that means we're not about to fight Nagash.
Or you are fighting him because that's all I have prepared.
She just has a modified slope. Stat block.
Slippery slope, guys. Mm.
Man. Mm-hmm.
So you guys make your way down. You do find, you know, after looking around on the docks, it's this really like huge, like, underground chamber. Ack, you love it, but like the sea comes up into like this,
like an internal marina.
Yeah,
in, like the mountains.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you do find the dock master Cressida, still making her rounds.
Cressida.
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 Okay.
Why does that sound familiar?
I know exactly why it sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Bridgerton.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Does she have large shoulders?
I haven't watched.
She does actually.
Giant shoulder pads.
Her armor, it's like very like form fitting and like you sense like a little bit of magic around it.
Mm-hmm.
Pauldrons, massive.
Space Marine pauldron. Not got it.
It's literally.
Yes.
Honestly.
Everything else is proportional though.
And it looks so much bigger because everything else is like so like.
Sleek.
Sleek.
Does she have petite arms too? Just to make it even.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's like. Yes. That's actually literally what I said, like, the scene where Cressida was wearing that dress. I was like, she's got some Astartes fucking shoulder pad.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to flag her down. Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Cressida.
How can I help you?
My name is Kronk Enator. My companions and I are trying to track down a small fishing village called New Kislev.
I'm Ack.
This is Ack.
Did you guys bring all of your animals with you?
That's, whoa.
Whoa, dude. How are you going to talk about me? Like, I'm right here.
But also,
ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, so you guys also with you have a wolf puppy, a full-grown wolf,
of
and
course.
A duck with human teeth, and a snail.
At least Gary's not here. No, Gary's not
Edgar
here.
Is not visible. He is
if
always
Gary
flying
was with us,
invisible.
We still would be on our way there.
No, Gary would be small on my shoulder.
Edgar is my 24/7 UAV.
Gotcha.
Roving UAV.
He's always like 100 feet up just on Overwatch.
Rover.
New Kislev. She's going to think for a minute.
Not the old Kislev.
Yep, the new one.
No, I mean, we all know where Kislev is.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't.
I think. I remember we. It's small, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I would guess. I would get. We would assume That's, it is a
it is
smaller
a small
fishing village.
That's what we're being told, at least. We don't know for a fact.
I believe I met a captain that was from there, like in his youth.
Where is he?
he said it was off the coast of Bretonnia.
Bretonnia?
What?
Coast of Bretonnia?
Off the coast of Bretonnia.
I would not have guessed that.
Can I do like an insight or like a some sort of check to see, like, is she lying or is she just incorrect or like what, you know?
Or like just guessing. Nice.
That's a 23.
She seems to be telling the truth.
She's like, not buying it, guys.
Yeah, dog, somewhere off the coast of Sylvania. Or
yeah,
is that captain still here by chance?
She's gonna like pop. She's got like this large tome with her. She's like gonna flip through it. It looks like he left 3 days ago, running spices up to Estalia.
Typical. Typical.
Okay. Well, that right. does not help us at all.
Well, maybe. I mean, at least we have like Britonia. Maybe we could just pop over there and then ask them.
You know how far away that is?
Have we never been there?
No. How far away is it?
No.
No, we haven't gone.
Gregor, before. Roll me percentile dice.
Percentile?
Percentile dice. Shit. You roll the big one.
Hold!
Cover your ears.
Huh? It's a 47.
A 47.
No, 4D7.
I fucking love this thing. So just obnoxious.
Meatball.
You could hurt someone with that.
No,
shit.
Honestly, yeah.
It's a fucking,
you put
sure.
it in a sock in Ballot. Your set.
You kill somebody.
Yeah. 100%. It's an actual bludgeon.
Yeah, it's a solid orb. Where
is hey, Zach, where's Middenheim on here?
Middenheim?
I think it's more northern.
Yeah.
I know like it's more northern. I'm just not seeing it on the map. I feel like I'm missing it.
It's like the northwest part of the empire.
Do we have a highlighter?
No.
There, I found it. Yeah, it's right here.
It's there. Okay, cool.
It's by the, just west of the middle mountains.
Gotcha.
Northeast of Marienburg.
Yeah.
Yeah, just west of the middle mountains.
West of the middle mountains.
So look at the top at the little mountain area. It's
yeah, just a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, I see it. Okay.
Like
south, so Gregor, like you did actually, in your wanderings from Middenheim, you did pass through Britonia. You
great wine.
Great wine. Great knights. Horses peak. You passed by Castle Grandset on your way through. So you do have that as a like fast travel point if
can
you
I
so
see
wish.
Them
up?
I mean, I've been there and I'm but there would still be risk associated since I don't have anything from there.
What other options do we have though?
Mount up. Get how, in the van, a.k.a.
How, okay, so how long, I guess, looking at the map.
It would take very long.
Right.
It would take a very long time if we got there by traditional means. Our best bet
probably
would be
like
to,
a week or three.
Yeah, our best bet would be to risk it for the biscuit to try to teleport to this castle in which I was.
That's fucking good.
I spent a long weekend there.
Fuck it, we ball.
Fuck it,
spring
we ball,
break.
Dude. I don't know what else to do. 97. Might as well.
Wait, what's the risk associated to Castle Grandset? For a TP?
Isn't it being like...
Because we could always just roll the dice and just go to New Kislev.
I was going
to
say.
For something... You've got like a somewhat decent...
See what our proportional...
Like between somewhere you've been and then somewhere like you've
heard of?
Yeah.
Quote, heard of or seen?
I would say you've seen it casually because it's been a little bit.
So seen casually, there is a...
I feel like we could
I know this
see
is metagaming
casually.
A little bit, but
no,
I guess
okay.
I won't throw... I mean, from a description, there is a slightly lower, slightly. Albeit very slightly lower risk. If I had to put a number on it, there's a 43% chance something bad happens if we just try to go to New Kislev.
43.
And there's a 33% chance of something bad happening if we try to go to this castle.
A 10% gap.
I mean, kind of
marginal. So, okay, so.
Kind of marginal.
So here's my thing, right? So you have experience with this. If something bad does happen, what is that going to look like potentially?
I mean,
we
experienced it where we get shit out into the ether, take a bunch of damage, and then roll again.
Okay.
I say fuck it.
Am I able to plane shift us there?
You could plane shift yourselves to another plane and then try to plane shift there, but you do have to go to a plane in the you can't plane shift yourselves on the same plane.
Yeah, I don't think you can plane
you have
shift
to go
here.
To another plane and then
because really we have a choice before us, right? Either way there's a certain level of risk. Now, do we just risk it for the biscuit to hopefully go? Because also, I mean, I don't know.
I say yeah.
Well, all I'm saying is, like, when has risk ever stopped us before?
I mean, desperation usually outweighs the risk.
I say run it.
I say for 10%. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Let's just do it. We'll rest when we get there. Hopefully, if we get there.
If we survive.
If we get there.
We'll survive.
If we survive.
I mean, that could be said, but I mean, that could be said about either destination, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Should we do a vote?
43 isn't 50, so it's not quite a coin flip.
I personally think we'd be better off at least. I'd say we aim for the castle. All
right.
Do you happen to have inspiration?
I don't think so.
Okay. Fuck.
All
right. And that would only work on a D20.
And
right?
Would help.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Would like the help action or like something like that assist? No.
Ulrich, hook it up.
Oh, you know, fuck it. I don't even know why we stressing. We're boosted and blessed.
You know what?
All right, so here's
like, you know, why are we showing the teleportation helmet fear?
You know what I
was gonna say? Why are we being scared of this? Like,
you know what I need to do, honestly?
Why
guys?
Why are you so frightened, Gregor?
Why don't you just ask God?
God wills it.
Yeah, just trying to be smart.
Deus Vault.
Gregor, okay, I'm gonna get up on Gregor's shoulder. And I'm gonna grab him by the helmet. And I'm looking. I'm gonna look into his eyes. I'm gonna look into his eyes and go, Gregor. We are warriors of gods,
fear
and
nothing.
We fear no man.
Or teleportation helmet.
We just gotta run it.
Fuck it, we ball.
Like, what's gonna happen?
Run
like,
it.
So is everyone in agreement? Or we're just fucking...
Full send.
Full send? Nuke is up? Are you okay with
that,
we're
going
Gregor?
Straight to Nuke? We're not doing the castle thing?
No,
fuck it. We're gonna run straight there.
We're all in. Damn, it's nerf or nothing.
Don't forget, we're different kinds of athletes.
Fate is on our
side.
We're
built different.
We are built different.
Are we just about to bully Gregor?
We're about to TPK. We could be.
President's just sitting there watching this all happen. Like, if you don't need me, I'm just gonna...
No, you're coming with us. No, I'm kidding.
In case we're never seen again... Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers. Orc be with you.
Grim near bless.
I'm going to look down at Bjorn and be like, you ready, dude?
Bjorn's just aggressively staring at your eyes.
Hell yeah. All right.
Skull, you ready?
Fuck it, dude.
Yay. So are we ready to go right now?
Yeah. Okay. Does everyone have anxiety right
it's
now?
It's nerf or nothing.
Before,
Do we need to like take anything with us that you guys would think would be helpful in the land of the baby?
I don't think so.
No? Everyone's good?
I think we're good.
All right. Let's do it then.
Okay.
Fucking Gregor, ball.
If you guys are leaving from here on the docks.
Before we pop off, I will say a prayer.
Okay.
To Ulrich and be like, hey, protect
roll
me.
Roll me a religion check.
I'll pray with him.
And my companions.
I'll pray with him, so I'll give you advantage.
I'm also going to dip my head in prayer, but internally, I'm communing to two fucking chaos gods and be like, yo, I don't ask for much.
I'm gonna pray with you and give you advantage.
Thank God I got advantage. Well, the second roll, so my first roll was fucking cash money though. Okay. 24 on my first roll.
Oh yeah, brother.
Kronk, roll persuasion.
Persuasion.
I'm gonna get into a deep Slav squat.
I'm praying with him.
I'm kissing Kazook. I'm like, all right, here we go, buddy.
Ulrich, I am the bulwark. I am your instrument. Guide me. Ooh. Where I'm needed.
Unnatural 23.
I'm using fear in the hearts of the unclean.
I'm using minor illusion to do like drums and Gregoric chanting like under you.
Or it's like the opening of the song Wolf Totem.
Yeah.
as they're praying, I'm just gonna like Kazook up to the air and just fucking scream.
That's all fucking hits, dude.
So they're praying, like, jumps a little bit and walks away even faster.
Yes.
We do keep getting increasingly bolder with our teleportation jumps.
Just wherever we are.
I feel like as the minor illusion comes to its peak, where it's the full, like, how, like the Mongolian throat singing, I stand, I turn, and I'm just like, it's like Wolf on Wall Street. It's like, I'm not fucking leaving. I'm fucking. All right, we clasp.
Or that scene from Ragnarok.
We clasp and let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay, roll the die.
Shot put through the ceiling.
Please don't. That looks like a cock die. What'd you get?
A cock die? No, a cock die? Cock die?
Yeah. Cock die.
Yeah, it's cock.
For sure.
I'm just going to roll it in the open. Fuck it.
Oh my God.
What is it? What is it? Top number.
39. 1. I don't think that's good.
No. Unless it's...
You are going through this port...
Let her cook.
You're going through. Gregor, you're like trying to focus this energy and you feel it. The control of it starts slipping away from you.
Day after day.
You're moving not quite where like usually like you're pretty in control. You're like, I'm moving this way, but like some kind of like current is like pushing you a little bit off course and you don't recognize what that force is. Like you think it might be Ulrich, but it's not Ulrich.
I would know.
You would know. And it feels like Ulrich is like gently blowing you in like a direction. But this other force is like even more
nice.
Powerfully just like knocking you off this course.
Okay.
You all land stumbling, like missing your feet a little bit, like almost falling on your faces as you see just like this desolate strip of beach.
Hey, you know what? We didn't get shit out into the astral plane, so...
Yeah, you just... it's crashing water. It's beach to the horizon. It's beach to the horizon. And then there's, like, grassy scrub land.
What's up?
Is it the correct beach?
No shot.
You literally just see...
Beach. I'm gonna hit Gregor on the back and be like, I know you can do it, buddy.
Is it the same beach that I saw in my vision, though?
Nope.
That's what we're gonna do. First off,
okay,
it's a beach.
What's our climate looking like?
It's temperate. It's actually interesting. It was getting to be like late evening where you were, and it's still
the sun goes like foo.
Do the math.
It's fully dark.
Oh yeah,
it's fully dark.
I have dark vision.
No, I'm on the map. I'm like, I think you guys are in like a slightly different time zone. So like, would it be more dark or less dark? And where
Jesse,
is
where the
sun?
Fuck are we?
So check it out.
And if the sun is here, would be dark.
Mind your business.
I fear nothing.
That's true. You guys do have dark vision though, down. So like you can't see all the way to horizon because you only have like 60 to 120 feet of dark vision.
BB.
If you guys can't hear Millie, Fig, I need you to put a Millie Mew in so that the fans know.
No.
Millie mic'd up.
All natural. All
check,
Mew.
Check it out. We're on this beach. If I'm on this beach and not exactly where I wanted to be, just because Ulrich wanted it that way.
It's true.
So sure. Jot that down.
That is how that works.
Yeah, for sure, dog.
So we're exactly where we need to be.
Yeah, we might not be where we want to be, but we're definitely where we need to be.
Yes. Yeah. All
right, well. Sure.
There's unclean somewhere here that needs to be
purged. I guess let's like walk around and figure out.
Yeah, we should definitely try to get our bearings.
Though. For sure.
Basically, send Edgar up if he hasn't already.
What do your duck eyes see?
What do your duck teeth see?
Let me roll super quick because I realized I did this a little bit wrong.
You know what we need?
Run it.
An enchanted map.
That'd be sick.
Like where you can just unroll it and it shows where you are.
That'd be cool.
So just
like in the world.
Like Skyrim.
Yeah. Like you are here,
it's
arrow.
It's got like a little fucking, a little U marker.
With the helmet teleportation, basically, we just have fast travel.
Yeah.
That's broken. I love it.
Well, I mean.
No, I don't like that face,
be,
Amber.
Like, better. For like the helm, no. But at least like wherever you end up,
what is
you
this?
Can always tell.
Amber,
you
talk to me.
What are you doing?
What's happening?
Undoozies.
What is this laughter?
You guys are on this desolate beach.
You mock me.
Don't mock you. I mock the way the spell works because it's hilarious.
Why you say desolate?
It's desolate.
I don't like the way she said
so,
desolate.
Okay, so what
if anyone wants to, they can roll an arcana check.
Yes,
to try to guess.
What the fuck?
What happened?
I shall do that.
I got an 18.
18?
I don't know why I would know anything, though.
Gregor talks in his sleep, specifically about the rules of teleportation.
I just got excited and I rolled.
Unnatural 21.
Okay. You guys know teleportation, it's a little finicky.
You're off target, yeah.
You guys are off target, which means you traveled part of the way, but not all of the way.
Where the fuck is everybody?
So, from where you were in Matorka, if you drew,
we're still in Matorka County.
No, because from where the positioning of the sun is, you know,
down on the
you're
beach.
Not.
We went further west.
You went further west.
Okay.
You do seem to be further west.
Okay.
Because the sun is like fully down.
That's not where we wanted to go, though, is it?
That is, you wanted to go north and west because you were here.
Okay.
So we went west, but not north.
And you were trying to get somewhere here.
Okay.
So you went, you're somewhere in between.
There's a lot of beach there.
Yeah, there is a lot of beach.
A lot of beach.
There is.
Does Gregor see, I mean, not Gregor, does your duck,
Edgar. What does Edgar see?
Does he see any, like, villages around here, like,
is
that we can maybe go?
Civilization?
Yeah.
There's a few, like, as he flies up, he sees, like, a few little lights of, like, civilization. Which direction are you looking to send him in?
Closest one. I mean, shit.
You know what? I think we just run it again.
Fuck it. Say fuck it.
Yeah, we didn't take any damage from that, did we?
We just try again.
Yeah, fuck it.
Fuck it, we ball?
Let's ball.
I mean, what if we're not that far?
I don't recognize any of this shit. I have no idea where we are.
You know,
I don't recognize anything here
either.
You
know what we should do, honestly? We should pull a page out of the Gaunt book, look up, don't recognize anything.
Slit your wrist.
Immediately all kill ourselves. And just start fresh.
Just roll up some
that,
level
you know
one
what that means,
to.
Man? Yes. That means the fate of the world is not our problem anymore.
Start fresh in the astral plane.
We play as the villagers in the nearest village. Stumbles upon our corpses.
Oop. Sweet. Here we go again.
Okay. Right. Do we just want to... Just try again.
Does Edgar see any Britonia signs? Welcome to Britonia signs. All right,
so that's what we're gonna do.
If
does,
not, then
does
let's fuck it.
See anything?
I mean, it does look like the landscape of Britonia. Like from what you know of Britonia, like this does look somewhat Britonian. Like it's grassland. There's castles.
Dude, let's run it. Fuck it. Run it, Gregor. Hit it.
Run it, Gregor.
All right. So before we run it
index.
Again. I'm going to look around. I'm going to set up another prayer and be like, Ulrich,
run it.
You brought me this far. Help me bring it that last
roll of religion.
Whatever percent.
I'm going to pray with him to try and give him an advantage.
We're taking these teleports a quarter mile at a time.
That's much better. Okay. 18.
18. Cool.
So
you know what I'm
doing.
Help
me. Help me secure it.
Help me.
Help me secure it. And then... Same thing. Cue up Wolf Totem. Cue up. I'm going to do the haka.
Nice.
I'm going to do a whole ass Middenheim haka on this beach. I'm going to scream into the abyss that is this ocean.
Scream with
join
them.
Me, brother.
Scald howls. His little baby.
And then I'll cry a little bit.
It was a gawk.
And then we're going to teleport.
Okay.
Internally, I'm like, can we get the fuck on with this? But externally, I don't want to interrupt their flow.
Gregor, if you could roll your die. I thought you were going to get hit by the ceiling fan for a second there.
Just rolling on like that or some shit. Fucking hold on. God damn it.
Interference? We all saw it?
No, you rolled again. Yeah.
Use the fucking thing. Because otherwise, it's just going to roll off.
Ulrich, bless you.
Jesus Christ.
That's a 62, guys.
Okay. 62. Got this. Easy clap.
62.
We win these.
That's definitely enough.
It's better.
I don't think, I can't confidently say it's enough, but it's better than we rolled last time.
Once again, gentle, like, breath of Ulrich kind of, like, helps guide your direction.
Nice.
And you guys land on your feet this time, a much shorter jump on this stretch of beach.
I would love to think that we pop out, I turn, I can clearly see like the spot where we left. It's just like
all right.
And a short jump 20 meters west.
West.
You do from like your time teleporting, like you do think you were probably like maybe like 10 miles off.
Okay,
that wasn't
10 less miles we had to lamber for.
True.
All right, so
you guys are on this beach. There's this like cairn of stones with this very weathered kind of like almost helmet shaped stone. Kind of in the distance, like up a hill a little bit.
Nice.
It's all beach and then like scrubland and then like some little like docks leading out into the water.
Nice.
There's some little houses, small fishing town. It is fully dark, so like there's people you can see like fishing out on the water. Like you can see little lanterns glowing. But yeah, for the most part, it's a chill night on the beach.
We fucking made it.
We're gonna burn this
village
down.
That's super cool,
down.
Man. Super cool.
What?
And that
I'm misreading the situation
is where we're gonna end today's episode.
What? Oh my god!
What?
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you again to our sponsors. We love and appreciate
Stay boosted.
You.
Stay boosted. I really did appreciate the... Y'all just like you need some sleep. That got me.
Hey, man, we got to keep the city guard boosted. It was quality. Got to make sure they're getting some good Z's.
We're going to have to make that mandatory.
Yeah.
That green boost.
Yep.
Charcoal subsidizes
it. In the description of the episode for promo codes.
Get your subs.
Nope, get your subs. Off.
Get your D's.
No, get your gaming accoutrement.
Get your D's.
Mm-hmm. Faux show. Also, patrons.
Patrons. Y'all are the best.
Throw it up.
Y'all the goats.
Throw them up.
You know who you are.
Bye.
Love you guys.
Bye.
And then also, you guys probably would have noticed by now, because it's been going for a little bit, but we are still on summer schedule.
Yeah.
So if you don't get an episode next week that is planned, it's every other week in the summer. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Just because, I mean,
we got too much
getting
going on
five right plus adults together,
yep,
it's tough.
It's wedding season, and some of us have a lot of friends.
Zach and Cindy.
No, not
bitch. I don't know.
It's not. It's really not wedding season. That was like 2 years ago. We were going.
That was really bad.
Yeah.
Like every weekend.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Whereas we just
like
have
nine
two
weddings.
It's camp season. Is really what it is.
We have a couple weddings to go
it's
to.
Camp
but the
season.
Schedule's pretty light on that front.
Got some birthdays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All this wonderful real life stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, we'll catch you guys next time.
We love
Bye.
You.
Bye. I won't.